Woo! It is Thursday.
So good.
Ooh, I wish it was a thirsty Thursday so we could have margs.
Can we do that? Wow, we gotta do the news.
I know. Oh, if it was our last show of the night, maybe. I don't know how.
Things would be so different if we only did this show.
It would be so fun, but we have an exciting update. Guess what, guys?
Oh my gosh,
this is huge.
Guess what?
Caroline and Rashi is now on everywhere where you get your podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and Apple Podcasts. So just search Caroline and Rashi and you can listen to us while you're driving in your car, working out, whatever. We bring the positivity.
We try to every single day.
Sick of listening to the big players like Joe Rogan and Mel Robbins and Alex Cooper on Caller Daddy, then listen to Caroline and Rashi.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's 30 minutes. Well, it's actually probably less than 30 minutes on Spotify. So it's just 30 minutes of fun. So check us out. I link them in my Instagram story, and I'll make sure that we make a post on our Caroline
yes,
and Rashi Instagram
should do that
page.
Too.
And if you are listening on Spotify or Apple or iHeart, we love you.
But we also love you. Thank you.
We love Fox Local, too. So if you want to visually watch us, that's when you have to go to your app store and download Fox Local on your phone or visit our website, fox26houston.com. That's where you can watch us live every single day at 3:30 p.m. and then watch our previous episodes as well.
So this is kind of giving some like show slash podcast vibes.
And that's how we built the show originally was more of like a podcast vibe.
Right.
And it's cool that we have the visual and the photos. So if you are watching us on our app or on fox26houston.com, you get the full experience.
Yes.
But the audio experience is so convenient for people who were running around, living their lives, and just want to listen to some local girlies chatting it up.
I think we should dedicate a segment specifically to those who are only listening. Because
I
feel
right?
like if you are working out or something, or whatever you're doing right now and you're listening to us, you go girl or go boy,
yes.
or just go.
Yes.
You are doing the dang thing. And that's what
right.
matters.
That's what matters. That yes. is what matters. And you know what else matters this week?
I mean, if you care, but it's just like.
I mean, if you're like Rashi and I,
okay.
We are hardworking women who like to be in the know when it comes to celebrities.
Yes.
So I think that a lot of people are like us in that, yeah, like we're serious news anchors. We have a career in our life, but it's fun keeping up with the elite society of the USA.
Yes, you can have different facets of yourself. So you have the serious, the non-serious, yes. and that's why we are who
That's
we
why
are.
I'm stalking Kim Kardashian as she's on her way to this wedding. So the big day is almost here for Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his fiancée Lauren Sanchez, the couple kicking off their pre-wedding festivities tonight in Venice, heading to a reception in the Italian city ahead of their weekend-long wedding.
Whoa, is that her waist?
I know, she's snatched and injected in all the ways. 3 days of parties in Venice and receptions have been reported as part of this wedding celebration. 90 private jets are said to be bringing in guests, including Oprah Winfrey, Kim Kardashian, Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Brady, Mick Jagger, and other celebrities, including Ivanka Trump. Actually, I just saw her and her family at this wedding. So the wedding has caused a mixed reaction in the city, with some activists protesting the couple's so-called exploitation of the city. The extravaganza reportedly costing between $46 and $56 million, which to Jeff Bezos is probably like
a Starbucks coffee.
Yeah. So while I'm sweating my budget, that's their budget, $46 and $56 million, funded by all of us who use Amazon. So I think we all should have been invited.
That is true. Now, when I mean, if this is what they want to do.
Okay, they do look cute
yes,
there, though.
That
look
looks
how
really,
cute they
yes,
look.
Yes, really nice. You know, the Imbani wedding, which happened, I believe, last year.
That played out on the Kardashians.
Yes. Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah. Yes! You should have watched it. It was
no,
so good.
Yeah, so the Imbani wedding was, I would say, comparable to this because
yeah,
they.
Totally.
It was the, like, Portofino, they rented that whole area out.
Oh,
they
my
sent
goodness.
All these private jets, just like Jeff Bezos. So, Mr. Ambani, like the father, owns Reliant India, and they're like billionaires as well, just like Jeff Bezos. I'm sure they know each other. Actually, I think that one of the Ambani like kids is invited to the wedding,
oh,
too.
Oh, I'm sure.
In rich my, people know rich people.
That's what I was going to say. There's not a lot of billionaires,
mm-hmm.
so I feel like it would be pretty common for other billionaires to know other billionaires,
yes.
right?
Yes.
I mean, that's in a very elite group of people in the world.
Right. And to see this play out, it's just kind of like a show, right? Like you watch any other type of show, like Million Dollar Listing.
I wonder if there's
like
going to be a show. Like, I wonder if
Hulu should
be a special or something when it comes to this. I feel like Lauren Sanchez would be into that. I wonder. So.
I've never even heard her talk. Have you heard her speak?
She used to be a news anchor.
Like, I mean, an interview about this.
I don't think so.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think so. No, I know her past, yeah. Like her, you know, her jobs before this and what she did, but
I mean, I always thought they were an odd couple, but looking at the photos that we were showing, they actually look kind of cute together. Yes. I don't know if Jeff kind of stepped his game up a little bit for the wedding or something.
What was that?
I don't know. What do you think of bald men?
I don't mind it. I had a big crush on Bruce Willis for the longest
time. Isn't The Rock bald?
Rock is bald as well.
I mean, I think, you know, if you can pull it off, you can pull it off.
Yes. I think the muscularity is what.
It is. I don't have a problem with it, honestly. Because I know some girls would be like, ugh, never dating a bald guy. Why?
Yeah, I don't. Right.
My fiance has hair. Daniel has hair, but.
Now, here's something that would be a turn off is if your teeth were all messed up.
Yeah. Well, teeth are fixable, but they have to be hygienically taken
care
of.
Yeah, I'm talking about the hygienic part.
The
hygienic
part.
Like, if your teeth are not...
You have to be a brusher and a flosser and a mouthwasher and tongue scraper.
Yeah, but all those things. Yeah. Yes. I think that you have to sort of have that. Because it really just reflects upon the rest of you, right?
Sometimes I get annoyed with my fiancé because he takes his brushing teeth very seriously. And the electric toothbrushes go for, like, 2 minutes. And he literally, like, will be in a rush, and he'll do his whole toothbrushing for 2 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Where I'm like, I'll do 2 really thorough brushes each day, morning and night, but my other brushes are quick.
Yes. I've learned, I don't even know why this stuck with me, but Caroline, a long time ago, told me that growing up, she would always brush her teeth. Her parents would tell her to brush her teeth before you leave. And now I just always do it.
Yeah.
And I think it's helped me just... In terms of, like, if I want to have more of a snack or something, I'm like, wait, I'm just going to brush my teeth.
Yes. Well, it was always good whenever I took my retainers very seriously after I had braces. I still wear my retainers every single night.
You don't have a permanent retainer?
No.
Oh.
I have the clear ones.
No.
So I took that so seriously, and I always thought it helps with my snacking because you'd have to brush your teeth before you put those retainers back in. And I was like, I'm not about to do that. So I just, you know, I'm just not going to eat. To bed. But I don't eat when I go home normally because I'm so tired. So I just brush my teeth and go to bed. However, last night I did make a little treat and I did have some of it.
That's great. That's awesome.
It was okay. I did one of those frozen yogurt, like, pans, and then you put, like, the peanut butter and chocolate and, like, sea salt, and you can put, like, fruit in it, and then you, like, put it in the freezer. It was mid. Okay. It was kind of cold to eat it right out of the freezer, and then it just, I don't know if I'll do it again, but I needed to use the yogurt because it was going to go bad. So I was like, okay, let me just make one of these.
Yes.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
I hate when I have, like, a snack and it's not great.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, like, average. Like,
it
we're talking DC. Yeah.
Yeah.
Range. Yeah. It's just kind of like, what am I doing here?
I think maybe if I use, like, because I just had plain Greek yogurt, but I put, like, honey and some stevia in it to give it a flavor, but it wasn't, like, super indulgent or anything. Maybe if I would have melted the chocolate and, like, drizzled it in. I don't know.
Maybe, but.
It wasn't great.
Chocolate with everything.
The chocolate part was the best part.
Yes.
So it was just my little, I try not to eat when I go home.
I hate going to dentist. Love my dentist, but I just hate the whole process of the whole everything, the bib, the just, ugh. And so I'm supposed to wear this retainer because I grind my teeth at night. And I paid a lot of money for this retainer.
Yeah.
Well, some of it was covered with insurance, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. And so I don't wear that retainer, so you're starting to see, like, these cracks.
Rashi, wear it.
I know.
I love wearing my retainers at night because I grind my teeth, too, and it stops me from doing that.
But the feeling of just, like, the retainer.
Why? Just put it in mouthwash the next day.
No, I mean, of course, I...
Ooh, well, that seems like a good time to take a break. We'll be right back. Okay, It is summer vacation season.
Sure is.
But what is your favorite part of getting away?
Oh.
That is the big question.
Okay.
So a survey from Talker Research found that most say that nothing compares to actually being at the destination. More than a quarter of people think that planning the trip is the best part. That includes browsing for hotels and looking up restaurants and other activities. Not surprisingly, 78% agree that traveling back home is the worst part.
Yes. I mean,
the best part is I hate packing, and honestly, I am not big on like making all the travel plans and all the reservations. Mm-hmm. So I like the point when I'm sitting on the plane and going to the trip, and then like you get there and it's like,
I mean, when I land at the, when I go to the hotel and I just like an X on the hotel bed.
Yeah.
Which I'm on this quest to find like hotel bed sheets.
Yes.
But anyway, that's neither. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that I lost my train of thought.
Well, that's okay, because I feel like traveling with your kids can probably be pretty crazy, even though you do it so well. So a new survey also shows that it takes nearly 3 days for parents to recover.
Oh, the recovery is crazy.
From a family getaway. Mm. So from early days, long lines, to meltdowns and disagreements, it's not all a joyful journey. Rashi has actually talked about this a lot on this show. And the survey for Talker Research found that it only takes about an hour for the peace to be broken during a family trip. Parents say that there is pressure to deliver a perfect trip and feel like they need to make every moment magical. Experts say that at the end of the day, it is not about a flawless itinerary. It's about making memories, even the messy ones.
I so agree with everything. I mean, I still have not recovered from my trip today.
Are you serious?
I mean, it was I told you about it. It's just, it was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot, and parents, I get it. And now, especially with Instagram, I'll admit, I see families going on these elaborate trips, you know, posting all this. First of all, I don't post that much of my kids, so, you know, that's just a personal choice. But you kind of feel this, like, pressure, even if you're, subliminal pressure of making sure your kids are doing things over the summer break. And, you know, my kids could just be sitting at home and we might just like go to the park, go to the pool, and that's it for the weekend. But you have like some parents going on, you know, these extravagant trips, and there's this pressure with that. But like in between these magical, and we have like family group chats, and I always send pictures of the kids and whatever. And I always remind them, like, these are the magical moments that I very much appreciate, but we are dealing with like World War III any moment between those times.
She means with her family.
With
not,
my family, yes.
Not politically.
Like, we're talking about, no, not politically. Please don't even, don't. But like the tag on my shirt is too itchy. I can't wear the shirt, but you just wore it last week. You said it was fun. No, but there is no tag, but it's still itchy. What? Yeah. And then this morning, Liana's saying this whole thing and I'm dropping Liana off to school. And Ryan's like, yeah, I didn't really even listen to half the story. And she goes, you want me to repeat it again, but louder?
That's funny.
Yeah. So it's like, and then there's a full, you know, so
well
back to this.
Yeah. And I understand, because at the end of the day, you're still being mom on these trips. So you're still making sure that the kids are taken care of and all of those responsibilities. It seems like Daniel does help with the packing and
he's
everything,
amazing
which
at
is
packing.
So
yes.
good.
Yes.
Because
he's great.
I would say that a lot of maybe women mm-hmm. don't have that, which
right.
shout out Daniel and any guys that like yes. help with the packing and getting everything together. That's huge.
He's great at that. He's really good. It's very much teamwork. And so single parents out there, they are just hats off to you. And
I'm sure you remember going on trips with your mom.
Yes.
I feel like our dads weren't like hands-on
no.
with this stuff. And so my mom did everything. She's working.
Yes.
And then she's packing everything and making sure we have all our outfits and all of our stuff.
And like, cook dinner.
Yep, yeah, making sure we're fed. Like, my dad's just
chilling.
Might as well be another kid on the trip.
Yes.
Because,
I mean, packing, doing laundry for them and all of
And I remember most of the time, my dad would leave early and drive to Florida. And then we would fly. And I remember my mom flying with my sister, who was 2 months old, and me as a kid. And my mom was like, hurry up in the bathroom. Some random lady's holding your sister.
You have to almost.
She was like, I didn't know what else to do. Lexi screaming, yes. I need to take you to the bathroom.
You have to do those things. I mean, my mom tells me this and it sticks
with me. We were in the airport.
Yeah.
It was fine.
But you have
Very
to do
nice
what
person.
You have to do.
Just like when Ryan held some random lady's hand.
Yes.
Like,
during the whole flight. Because it's just like My mom, we started traveling. I mean, I went to India since I was 8 months old. And so my mom being by herself, and she's 25 years old, you know, taking this 8 month old and just new to the country and all of that, trying to maneuver everything. She tells me she just, the flight attendant goes, I can hold her. I can hold Rashi while you settle down. And I was just playing with her apparently. Yeah. And it's just like
that little help. Things, yeah.
It's like that breather to just get everything settled and, you know, but
you're pretty calm though when it comes to airplanes and travel with the kids, which is great.
Yeah, I think it's all about preparation, and you live and learn. I mean, you know,
How'd they do in the car on that long drive?
They did better than I did.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like, oh my God. But it was good.
See, maybe next time Daniel can just drive, so you have the car and you can just fly with the kids.
That's what I wanted to do. But now Daniel doesn't even want to drive anymore. Oh, he's like, bad? I'm over it. Yeah. Because he used to want to, but now he's over it. So,
anyway.
Just, you know.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome back. So Rashi was also talking a lot about how you can't leave kids alone these days with their devices because you don't know what they'll get into.
No.
Which is a good point, because there is a lot out there. And sometimes whenever I'm watching YouTube, some random video will pop up next. I'm like, where did this even, what is this? I don't want to watch
like
this.
Like the kids know to find the X. Like with the ads. Like they know where to find the X. Like, you know, or, you know, whenever, wait until it says skip ad or whatever the case may be. Because some of these apps, they have like
crazy.
All kinds of stuff.
It's so crazy. So anyway, YouTube is now taking more steps to protect kids on its platform. Starting July 22nd, people will actually need to be 16 or older to live stream without being accompanied by an actual physical adult that I guess has to be shown on the screen. So right now, creators must be at least 13 to stream without an adult visibly present. YouTube says that anyone who violates the policy could have their live chat disabled and have their access to certain features taken away.
I think that's good.
I mean, I think I would literally be so concerned if I saw Liana like streaming on YouTube when you're like here at work, and I'm like, wait, what? Like,
and I don't think she
would
even
four,
know.
Yes. But I'm just saying, like, let's put this into perspective here.
She wouldn't even know that she was doing it, but you know, because it's so easy to do.
Right, like ordering, when kids order stuff off Amazon.
It's so easy.
Yeah,
accidentally. Buy now or whatever. Yeah. So I think that the more we safeguard the children, I think it the better it is, because there's so much out there that is easily accessible.
And this is what they're watching is YouTube. That's where they are. So, I mean, I used to sit in my room. I remember it was a big deal when I got this like big white TV in my bedroom. And we're in the living room whenever my mom was at work, and you know, we'd be watching MTV.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be watching E, and that's where I found the Kardashians.
Yes.
And we'd like switch the channel back to Nickelodeon or Disney when my mom came back.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, so even then, when we didn't have all of this, we were still finding ways to watch what we weren't supposed to be watching.
Right. Which is why you have to, even what's crazy is even YouTube Kids, there's so much that is, you would think that everything's filtered through, but there's some things that
it ain't all Miss Rachel.
No, it's not. It's not.
How about me? Like, I didn't even realize that Miss Rachel, I didn't even like know what she was or what she did or whatever. But I didn't even know until I would say almost recently that she is a YouTuber. This isn't like a, I'm thinking this is a Disney show or a Nickelodeon show. She's a YouTuber for kids.
Wow.
An educational YouTuber for kids. And all these people, Miss Rachel. And I'm like, I thought it was like Disney.
Can we just, you said YouTube, so because we talked about it yesterday, like the highest paid.
Right? Yeah, influencers.
Okay. So Alex, or what is happening with her boyfriend? Like, did they break up? Or
no, she's just on a trip in the south of France for 3 weeks.
Okay, because she posted something about crying for 3 hours or something. And
yeah,
I think,
honestly, I think that had something more to do with Bethany Frankel after the Sports Illustrated shoot.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know what the tea is.
Unless
there.
This was another crying for 3 hour thing. But no, she's on a trip. The Alex Earl update is she is.
I don't know. First of all, I was like, why am I so interested? But what happened?
She's fine. No. They're fine. So she's on a trip with her college friends in the south of France, in Europe. And she's also there for multiple brand deals and influencer events where a lot of influencers are right now. So it's a 3 week trip. And I mean, Braxton is with the Texans. So
well, what happened with Bethany Frankel?
Well, there's big beef there. I'm not an expert in all of it, but basically Alex Earl had her on her podcast.
Right.
Which drama with her podcast. I don't really know what happened with that because that went on a big hiatus. But one of her last episodes she did before the big hiatus was Bethany Frankel came on to talk business, influencing, all of that. But something went viral and Bethany and both of them posted about it when I guess like Alex stood her up for dinner.
Right. But that was like a...
But I don't really even know the whole story there. And now all of a sudden, it just seems like it's awkward between the two of them after the episode came out. I don't know what exactly happened or whatever.
I'm upset that I care so much.
You know, I'm not, because I feel like, you know, now we have permission to be invested because Braxton, her boyfriend, Braxton Berrios, now plays for the Texans. So it's valid. We're just keeping up with the Houstonians.
Yeah, because they're our friends.
Yeah.
So we know.
In my mind, if I see them out in Texas or in Houston, I'm literally, hey, Alex. Like, I'm going to literally be like, hey, Braxton. Hey, Alex. Like, I know them. And they're going to be like, who is she?
I bet they'll be like, I know who she is. This is Caroline Collins.
That's what I doubt it.
Like. Yeah.
But I feel like because we keep up with them, it's like we know them.
Yeah, it's that's weird. How people feel about, like, yeah, people on.
I mean, I even have my fiance following Braxton now. Like, I send him his Instagram stories because he'll be posting, like, oh, like, I went here. I'm like, oh, yeah, we were just there or whatever. So he's all over town. He was at the Morgan Wallen concert. He's been at some Pilates places. He's been at restaurants.
All over.
So I keep seeing that Braxton's posting this stuff. So I'm like, hey, babe, look.
Yeah.
And the way Connor sees it is like, oh, they seem like fun people,
yeah,
you know?
So yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
not like following Braxton, but because of me, like,
yeah,
he's not like annoyed that I'm sending him the stuff. He's like, oh, yes, that's yes, cool that they're yes. like going to like the same restaurants that yeah. we like to go to and stuff. Yeah. It's just interesting. You
it's
know?
Just like part of TikTok becoming reality because it's right here in Houston.
I know.
So it's crazy.
It's good. Yes.
But if you are listening us to Spotify, where else are we?
Apple. And iHeart.
iHeart Radio. Or iHeart.
iHeart Podcast.
iHeart Podcast.
Apple Podcast. Spotify. And Fox Local and Fox26Houston.com.
Woo, woo, woo. Yay! Thank you,
thanks,
friends.
Guys.
We'll see you next time.
Mwah. We love you.
Yes.